Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Missed my cue there a little bit. If you like the video this morning, please come in and share it. It's our NFL Draft Prospect Special. Today, we're going to highlight Jalen Tolbert, wide receiver out of South Alabama. One more time. You like the video. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. I'm Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. And joining me is always an honor. It's always a pleasure. I always like the energy. I get excited. He's coming to us live out of Key West, Florida. He's got one of the best books out there. Please go to Amazon, whatever it takes. It was a story about a young man that's followed his dream as a professional NFL scout. To me, no hands down, no bones. When you watch all these other NFL draft pundits, I consider him the best in the business. When I need to go get information, when I need to go look at the player's background, there's nobody right now on the face of the earth does it better than this young man. And it's special because he's coming from Key West, Florida, by way of Minneapolis, Minnesota. My man, the very talented, very hardworking, Mr. Daniel Kelly. How you doing this morning, sir?
Hey, I'm doing really well, Mr. Turner. You're exactly right. I'm in the 305 via way of the 612.
Okay, man. We know how we do it. We got a week and a half before the draft, April the 28th in Las Vegas. So let's get to talking about the prospect this morning, Mr. Jalen Tolbert, wide receiver, South Alabama.
Absolutely. As we can see him on your screen there, he is a lean receiving machine, 6'3", 190 pounds, a little bit on the lean side, looks a little bit lean, but he has a nice frame, a nice length for the position. As always, held accountable to the game film, I went back and looked at a lot of footage of Jalen Tolbert. Look at Bowling Green, Southern Miss, and also Elkhorn State. And this is a guy, I mean, let's break this down, okay? This game in the National Football League is becoming a very pass-happy league where a lot of offenses, actually all the offenses, are throwing the ball more than they're running it, somewhere between 51% of the time up to 67% of the time on teamrankings.com. And so having receivers that can come in and do a good job is vitally important if you're going to move the ball and keep up the Joneses, so to speak, in the National Football League. And Tolbert's somebody that can do that. He's somebody that's a very unique receiver. And like I said, he's got that good size, that good length. So let's kind of break him down here and talk a little bit about Jalen Tolbert at all three route levels. There's a lot to like with him, starting with this short route level. He's somebody that can take that short bubble wide receiver screen. And he's a tough, competitive receiver who can run the ball after the catch. Yakety-yak, as they call it, yards after the catch, right? This is somebody that can pick up those tough yards after the catch. This guy does not look to go out of bounds. He's looking to continue to run the ball until you can stop him. So he's somebody that excels in the short route level. In the intermediate route level, This is a guy that has a knack for finding the soft spots in a zone. He's also somebody that does a pretty good job at creating separation. Why is that important? Well, you have to be able to create separation as a receiver against man coverages, and you have to be able to find the soft spots in a zone coverage. Tolbert is somebody who can do that and has a knack for doing that and finding spots. He creates a nice size throwing window for quarterbacks when he's out there, and that's important, especially for quarterbacks who can't fit it into a tight window. He's somebody that shows very good concentration on the ball at the intermediate route level. He's somebody that has confident hands. He plucks the ball with his hands. This is somebody that had 82 catches for 1,474 yards, 8 touchdowns. He's somebody that even in double coverage, he showed the ability to look the ball into his hands. And again, yakety yak, he's somebody yards after the catch. He's somebody that can pick up yardage after the catch. And also, this is kind of interesting because he is a one-gear runner. More on that in a second. But he's not a guy that shows the huge afterburners that you want on the deep level. But however, don't fall asleep on this guy, because he did show the ability in college film to be able to sneak behind a defense and be able to catch the long ball. So he does have some big play capability to him. So this is important. Now when it comes to the minuses and the negatives on this guy, I think that the things that he's missing, I did not see a short area burst to the ball that maybe you want that could create even more separation. And he doesn't, again, as I touched on a moment ago, doesn't have that you know, home run football speed shows up on film. Now, he is able to get behind defenses, but this is a very interesting prospect that is able to catch the ball at all three route levels. I like how competitive he was as a receiver, and I like his size, like I said, guys, and he has a nice catch radius. What do I mean by catch radius? Well, he's a guy that can catch the ball, you know, no matter if it's thrown high or to, you know, low and not exactly on target. He showed a good catch radius out there as well. So I think this is somebody that comes in and does a nice job. Could be one of the steals of the draft. I'm thinking more probably second to third round on this guy. This is a very deep draft for wide receivers, but there's a lot to like with Jalen Tolbert, and he definitely caught my eye, and he definitely earned my respect in the footage I saw, Mr. Turner.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Okay, when you talk about Jalen Tolbert, I like the young man. Let me say it one more time. I like the young man because he was a 3-sport athlete in high school. But you know what? He turned down offers from Vanderbilt and Michigan State. And he chose his hometown of South Alabama. And the young man is from Mobile. And as I said before, if you watch our videos here on 100 Yards of Football, there's something in the water in Mobile. And Aaron, Willie Anderson, Robert Brazil, DeMarcus Cousins, Damian Craig, Vince Dooley, Scott Hunter, AJ McCarron, Satchel Paige, Billy Williams, Chris Samuels, Keith Maquette, Willie McCovey, Sherman Williams, Antonio Lang, Chevis Jackson, former Atlanta Falcon, played at LSU. But then what I like about Mr. Tolbert, and I like what you said, DK, he got that sneaky speed to get deep. And when you look at all the great receivers, to me, Jalen Tolbert got some of that James Lofton. When he was at Green Bay, then went over to Buffalo. He got some of that Kim Burrow that played with the Houston Oilers. He got some of them North Carolina State guys, Mike Quick, that played at Philadelphia. Haywood Jeffries, that was with the Houston Oilers. Then a young man who I saw play in my hometown, Ernest Gray, that went on with the New York Giants. Then Bobby Duckworth, who was up there in school with me in Arkansas, that had that long glide like Mr. Tolbert. Then he had some, I'm going to go old school on you, DK. Jalen Tolbert got some of that M.O. Wright of the 70s that played with the Houston Cougars and went on with a great career with the Kansas City Chiefs. Then he got some of them Tennessee Vile boys in him, who I saw when I was an 8-year-old, Lester McClain. Then another All-American and Larry Sievers in the mid-70s. And then DK, you remember this player, played with the Cowboys. Tell me this, DK, don't he remind you a little bit of that guy who was on the other side of Michael Irvin out of Frost Pals, Florida, by the name of Alvin Harper? Don't he, DK? Same
build. Yeah, it's interesting. Then
Ron Sellers, that played at Florida State. Tom Gatewood and Notre Dame. And then DK, don't get upset at me, because I know you're a loyal fan. You love him. But honestly, when you look at this young man on the screen that said the same thing about a guy that came to the Washington Redskins, that was a running back, and he became a wide receiver. I'm going to let you put the name out there. Out of Syracuse. What was his name, DK?
Would that be Art Monk?
Thank you.
I'll take wide receivers for 800, Alex.
I love the young man because he played at a small school. He turned his nose. He really turned down offers to Vanderbilt in Michigan State. He said, let me stay home. Let me improve me. Let me play on a small school level. Let's put it out there. But the thing I like about him in 2019, he had 521 yards, 27 receptions. But like you said, in DK, in 2021, he went to another level. I love the young man out of Mobile, Alabama, Mr. Jalen Tolbert. DK, Mr. Daniel Kelly, your final words about Mr. Tolbert.
Mobile, Alabama, home of the Senior Bowl. Been there a couple times myself. Great town. And ironically, probably the best French food I've ever had before in my life. Which everyone would think is barbecue, but it was actually a great, I had a creme brulee. It was incredible. But anyways, Jalen Tolbert, I mean, we get so caught up in the technicalities in the scouting world about guys running around little orange cones and jumping and doing all these tricks on the pro days and all this athletic stuff with all football pads on. But the thing I like about him most when I turn on the game film is he has what I call natural receiving skills. And that's something that you know, can be missed in the translation with all the measurables. What do I mean by that? Like I said, he has the ability to create separation, and he has the ability to find the soft spots in a zone. And he has the ability and the knack just to be able to adjust back to the ball, which is very important. He showed on some of the deep passes that were underthrown. He has good ball tracking skills. So what does that all mean? Well, he gives his quarterback a better chance to complete balls because of the natural receiving skills that he's showing on film. So, yeah, maybe he doesn't have the elite, you know, home run football speed you look for. Maybe, you know, he definitely doesn't have that coveted burst. You know, maybe, you know, he has some things. But as Dave Gettleman said, the former general manager with the New York Giants, one of my friends actually went to a training camp as a scout with Dave Gettleman. And Dave Gettleman talked about, you know, don't tell me what a player can't do. Tell me what a player can do. He said, because everybody has imperfections. I mean, you could say about Barry Sanders that he's a horrible power runner. You have to look at what he does best. And to me, Tolbert is showing a lot of those natural receiving skills that far outweigh the measurables and the pro days and the testing days is being able to go get the ball and be able to adjust and create space and be able to run the ball after the catch. And the thing I like too is he shows Bill Parcells, who hired me, talked about, you know, the critical factors of scouting. And one of those critical factors I've touched on in previous shows is football important to this guy? And you can always tell who wants it and who doesn't. To me, that is a single most important part in evaluating football players in the National Football League. I don't care about the measurables as much as I care about the heart that the player has for the game. And it does show up on film, guys. It shows up because some guys want the ball, some guys don't. Some guys just look to run out of bounds, some guys don't. Some guys try to pick up as many yards as they humanly possibly can, and some guys don't. Some guys give up early. You know, listen, let me tell you this, okay? I'll take Jalen Tolbert over Chris Olave any day of the week and twice on Sundays because Jalen Tolbert has heart for the game that Chris Olave does not show on film at all. He also does his best to run the best routes he possibly can. There's a lot to like about Jalen Tolbert. And again, I circle back to his height, 6'3", 190 pounds. Some of these corners, I mean, this guy can get up and get the ball. It'd be kind of exciting to see what he can do down on the fades in the red zone, near the end zone and the goal line. I think this guy has a promising future in the National Football League, and definitely you'll hear his name called and look for him. If you're a fantasy football owner, look for this guy on Sundays in the National Football League going forward.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football to our producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Thank you. My final words about Jalen Tolbert, wide receiver, South Alabama. Very simple. Go back to a group, two sisters. The group was Heart. They had a song called Barracuda. So this ain't the end. I saw you again. Today I had to turn my heart away. Smell like the sun and kisses for everyone. Jalen Tolbert going to be that Barracuda on the next level in the National Football League. Special thanks to the gentleman that's on my screen right now with the good-looking New York Jets hat and his good-looking baby face. Out of Key West, Florida, the very talented Daniel Kelly. And one more time to our producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen. We are 100 Yards of Football. Thank you for your support this morning. Have a blessed and wonderful week.
Thank you for watching. It's almost draft day. Enjoy the week.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.